Morning, Boker Tov. Today's again, today at Araisa, we're learning Daf Gim Daf Dalad. Mitzvah Shem and Sukkah, Daf Dalad and Sukkah. We're catching up, doing a Daf a day for this first week to catch up to the regular Araisa schedule. Just a quick Chazara on Daf Gimel. First, we spoke about the story of Hilenia Malka. Rav Yehuda holds a Sukkah above 20 Amos as Kasha. Chamim say above 20 Amos is possible. We brought a Raya from the Sukkah of Hilenia Malka is above 20 Amos, and the Chamim Le Amru Ladavar didn't say anything there about her Sukkah being no good above 20 Amos. So the Gemara wanted to use this discussion. Rabbanan said they didn't say anything to her because she's Patim Nasukah, she's an Isha, children were still young, and the conversation back and forth, whether or not it was a riot from the story. But our Gemara was really trying to bring this story of the riot that Rabbi Yehuda was bringing against the Chamim from Hilenia Malka's Sukkah to be a proof to the qualifications that we say in the name of Rav. Rav, we have three qualifications in the name of Rav. That the Machlokes Chamim and Rabbi Yehuda is only that 20 Amos is a psul according to Rabbanan, not according to Rida. It's a psul even according to Rabbanan, only up till when the walls don't reach the sides of the schach. If the walls reach the schach, we had it from Mishaya, that's not going to be a problem because the eyes will run up like rabbit's pshat, and you'll see the schach. And that fits very well because the Hilenia Malka sukkah, presumably, it would make sense that it was a sukkah where the walls didn't reach the schach in order to have some air coming through. So we said that fits well, that pshat fits well with the story of Hilenia Malka with the rayas Rabbi Yehuda's bringing. But the other two pshatim, that the sukkah has to be less than dalad amos in order to have a psal of being 20 amos tall. Or according to that was Rav Huna, or according to Rav Chana Barabba, that a sukkah has to be less than zayin al zayin in order to be psal. If it's once more than Zion and Zion, there's no psal 20 Amos. Would Hilenia Malka be singing a sukkah less than Zion and Zion, less than Dalad al Dalad? She's a queen. She must have had a huge sukkah. So on that, the Gemara deflected and said, no, even though she had a huge sukkah, she had compartments within the sukkah. Mar says, still, does it make sense that she's building the compartments? Mar says, yes, for these purposes. So we had a Machlokes Rashi Taisa, if the Gemara is answering according to both Rav Huna and Rav Chana Barabba, only according to Rav Huna. Why? Because we understand there can be small compartments, Dalad al Dalad, right? But small compartments that are Zion and Zion, even if you say yes. But the Gemara described that she was sitting with her children with her. How could you fit the children with her in Zion Zion? Rashi therefore says the Zion Zion Pshat is Takar Shver that we remains our resolve. Top Taisus, the Gemara said that no, that we could say that it was Zion in one direction, but much longer in the other direction, and therefore the children could fit. Zion is enough to fit the width of a person, and much longer. And what the Kiddush is, according to Taisus, we're still saying that the din of 20 Amos being puzzled is only if you don't have, if it's Zion, less than Zion of Zion, but if it's Zion in, if it's much more than Zion in one direction, if it's not more than Zion in the other direction, still the Rabbanan will still say Pasul. That wouldn't have been the simple understanding. That's the Chiddush, how Tesis makes the Marshtim, even according to Rav Chanan Bar Rabbi. Yeah. Then we got into the discussion in the Minim Shir Sukkah. Cut to the bottom line. A machlekes b'shamis still two machlekes in about a minim shir sukkah. B'shamis says the minim shir sukkah is reishay v'rubay v'shulchanai, small table but v'shulchanai. And according to Beis Hillel, reishay v'rubay is enough. So he said it seems to be six tefachim by six tefachim according to Beis Hillel, seven tefachim by seven tefachim according to Beis Shammai. That's the minim shir sukkah. That's one machlekes. Another machlekes is what if I have a huge sukkah, but my table is outside the sukkah. Is that a problem? According to Bishami, yes, it's a problem. According to Basil, it's not a problem. That's two samachalikas in. And in that conversation, we introduced Shitas Rebbe. Shitas Rebbe was that the minimum shir sukkah is not Zion al Zion or Vav Vav, but rather Dalad. By the way, Zion al Zion is Vav Vav, is Tvachim. Rather, it's Dalad Dalad Amos. It's got to be 4x4 Amos according to Rebbe. And with that, we introduced a whole long brayse that discusses by Abayas the many dinim, about 10 dinim, that don't apply to a house that's smaller than 4 Amos before Amos. And we wanted to know if that's daf according to Rebbe and not according to the Beishame Zillel. And we said, no, by Sukkah, you can have something smaller than Dalad Dalad. About it to be a house, it needs to be Dalad Dalad. And there's a whole list of dinim, I can go through all the dinim, but there's a whole list of dinim, around 10 different dinim, that it was where it applied. Mezuzah, Micah, different dinim, if you don't have a Dalad Dalad, you won't have a din of bias. Okay, let's pick up on the two dots at the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Haisa Gavaya Masarama. We had said in the Mishnah that if the sukkah was above 20 amas, it's possible. Sukkah above 20 amas, the sukkah is possible. That's Chum Shita. So says the Gemara now. Let's say the sukkah is above 20 amas, and he wants to lower the distance from this floor to the ceiling by putting stuff on the floor. If I raise the floor, my ceiling is no longer 20 amas tall. If I raise the floor, my ceiling is no longer 20 amas tall. Does that work? So what we're going to go through now, next couple of lines, is there's really two criteria that we have to factor in. Is the item that you're putting in, that you're using to be mevatel, to raise the floor, is that something that's really buttled to the floor? you know, if you put a piece of furniture there that's taking up part of the space for a moment and you're going to move it, something that's movable, is that batel and therefore would not minimize this? Was it batel and it minimizes the space, or is it not batel? Number one, so what material are you using? And number two, I mean, again, the two factors are, what's the material that I'm using and what's my machshava? Meaning, I can have something where it's no one uses it, everyone just leaves it on the floor, so it's a very shvacha material, and therefore, I mean, I'll need a minimal machshava, or I can have something which is much more chashev, and therefore, I'll need a very strong machshava to show I'm in vatel, and even that may not work. That's going to be the two factors, the material and the machshava. Let's see. Says the Gemara, if you want to be mited with karmic sasas, that's pillows and blankets, those are things that are chashev. People don't leave that on the floor indefinitely. So the halacha is, love him yit. It's not a miyut. You didn't minimize, even though now the distance from the floor to the ceiling is less than 20 amas, it doesn't work. Says the Gemara, top of Dalet Amud Aleph, and even though, V'yaf lagav tepet linu l'kulu, even though he's mevatlet. What does it mean mevatlet? Top Rashi, l'kol shiva. He has a mind, I'm not going to move this pillow and blankets the tar 7 days of Sukkot. Still, it doesn't work. Why not? Mishun debatlo daite, it's called them. People don't leave blankets and pillows on the floor indefinitely to be part of the floor, so it's not cool part of the floor, and therefore your ceiling is still 20 amas tall, your schach is 20 amas tall, no good. That's Rashi, by the way. Other Rishayim Ritva learns, he's been vatal leilam taka. The guy is not just doing it for sukkahs, not just 7 days. You could say 7 days is not really a bitl because you're doing it just for the mitzvah, it's not good enough. Ritva says he's doing it forever. Still, it's no good. Baladaita. Society doesn't use pillows and blankets, nice pillows and blankets, as a floor. It's not a normal thing to do, and therefore it doesn't work to minimize the height of the sukkah. Now, what's interesting is, the Farshim do point out, that maybe what's on some of your minds, that the height of the sukkah is still 20 amas. So, therefore what? If the concern is you're not going to see the schach by 20 amas, okay, your distance is less 20 amas if you raise the floor. If the concern is you're not in the shade of the schach, no, maybe you are. Once you're within 20 amas of the schach, maybe in the shade. But according to Rava, that the concern is a concern of keva, dearest keva, the sukkah is still 20 amas tall. Just because you raise the floor, the sukkah is 20 amas tall.
But the batel forever means you want it there forever.
Therefore what? Doesn't change the fact that the sukkah is 20 amas tall. 20 amas tall says dearest keva. What's the teretz? You should have the teretz. Teretz says, this is Mamash Abaye's question on Daf Beis. Abaye said, what if I build a sukkah that's 5 amas tall, but I build it with structural steel? I built keva. Is it kosher? Rav says, of course it's kosher. Because the derech is a sukkah under 20 amas, you make arai, and therefore it's kosher, even if you make keva. So to hear, it is 20 amas tool. He may have made a keva, but once I minimize the space, which maybe that's where you're going, once I minimize the space, it's not a 20 amas sukkah. I don't care if it's keva. It's fact, not a problem. That's the answer. Okay, fine. It says Gemara. Baladai to call them, therefore it doesn't work. Case number one, karmic sasais, the pillows and blankets don't work. Next case, teven ubitlay. What if it's straw? And straw can go both ways. Straw could be used in bricks. Straw could be used as animal fodder. Straw has usages, but also could be just used to cover the ground. And just to, right? So it could be used it becomes like fertilizer when people step on it. Or it could just be used to just stay there and cover the dirt, the ground. So, tevin ubitla. If it's tevin and you mevatel it, have a meat. That's a good meat. The kol shekein, it's certainly ufer. So we've already gone to three different levels of material. Ufer, dirt, it like kind of belongs in the ground, right? It is the ground, exactly. Kol shekein ufer ubitlay. But notice it says, lesha ufer ubitlay. Kol shekein ufer, they's mevatel it. That for sure will reduce the height, and it's going to be kosher. Now the Gemara explains why we stress that. Tevin vein aslaf noisiv. Ufer stam. What about tevin? And you were mevatel it. You didn't say, I'll be mevatel to the ground, but you also have no intent of taking it up. It's kind of, enos said you have no intention of when you pick up the tevin. And ufer stam. Ufer is even less than that. It's not even just enos lef noisiv. You put it down stam. You were mevatel it. You didn't say, am I sure when I'm going to take it up? You just put it there, stam. But like you say, offers dirt. So that's going to be machlekes. That's machlekes. Machlekes basically rabbanon. That machlekes basically rabbanon. It's a machlekes basically rabbanon have elsewhere legabe dinim of tuma vitara. Let's see. It's based on a Mishnah in Eilus in the 15th parak. Titan, we learned the Mishnah there. Baishimilo tevanei tzernos, a house that was filled with pebbles, straw, ubitla, and he's mevatel the pebbles and straw to the house. Mevutel, the mevutel, and therefore, if you have a mace in the house, it's considered as if the house is fully complete, full, and the tumah will pop through the roof. Halacha is, we know, famously, everyone's familiar with the idea of tumas ayel. If a mace is in a house, the tumah spreads throughout the entire house. But you know what ayel also does? This is less familiar. If someone's on top of the house, they're not tummy. Someone's on top of the roof, because the ayel is chaitis b'fei ha-tumah. It stops the tumah from going up. However, that's only if there's a tefach space between the roof of the house and of air space. There's usually much more than that. There's usually many feet of space. But if the house is completely full, let's say it's a storage house, you just store it as a boxes or payers, whatever it is, and it's completely full, right? Maybe it's supposed to be bad examples because all the things, you know, I'm a vatal to the house. Okay, but our Gemara is saying now, the Gemara is bringing a Mishnah. What if you filled it with straw and pebbles? So now it's full and you don't have a tefach of space, of air space, then the tumah bursts through the roof. Then, so what does it say over there? It says, it was filled of teven, straw, tzrayus, or pebbles. Ooh, bidla in yimavatalit, yimavatalit, then mavatal. Bidla in, like bidalai. That because yimavatalit. If you're not mavatalit, then not. That's the din over there by Eilis. That's the chamashita. V'tani Allah. And there's a price about that Mishnah that says, Rabbi Yesi Eimer, teven v'nesa flesai, straw, that you were mavatal, just the fact that you're not intending to remove it. Harika for stam, that is a din like stam offer. They offer without any intention at all. Ubatal, both the cases, it's like a bottle, and the tumble will go through. Offer, fossil place. What if you have dirt that you're planning to use to move somewhere else? You have usage for you plan to move it. Or tevin, harik tevin stam, that's like stam tevin, filay bottle, and it's not bottle. So you see, you're basically clearly qualifying. Tanakam had said, the chamim, I shouldn't say Tanakam, the chamim, the Mishnah, had said that you need to be mevatalit, you need to mevatalit, bitlay and lebel lay, and everybody's saying it depends. Right, Tevin, which is Enes Ofreisei, and Afrestam, those are considered already Batal, even without being Vatalit. So to by us, according to Rabbi Yesi, Tevin, the Enes Ofreisei, or Afrestam, would be enough to minimize the height of the Sukkah, but according to the Tan of the Mishnah, which we'll call the Chamim, the Tan of the Mishnah in Eilis, it would have to be Mevatal in order to diminish the height of the Sukkah, and to make the Sukkah kosher. If you're not Mevatal Mamish, it wouldn't diminish the height of the Sukkah. Next case. That's all about being mevatel the height, with these different being mevatel minimize the height of being mevatel items to shrink the distance from the ground to the ceiling. Now you have a new case. What if the sukkah of the schach was 12 and 20 amas? V'hutzin yardim b'seich esrama. But there's branches that are part of the schach that dangle into the 20 amas. So you're not adding from the floor, you're from the ceiling. So it's very simple. If those branches that dangle down. Right? The core of the schach is over 20 amas, but the branches dangling down are within 20 amas. If those, the parts that dangling down are enough to make more shade than sun, that's kasher schach. And if it's sukkah, it's kasher. If not, it's basel. Okay, fairly straightforward. Ha'isa kavayim asar tvachim. What if the sukkah was only 10 tvachim, exactly 10 tvachim tall, which we say is the minimum shade of a sukkah? V'hutzin yardin sechasara. And there's branches that are jutting into the ten tvachim. So now that same logic is problematic. If you have enough branches jutting into the ten tvachim, that's enough to make shade more than sun. So you're really your height of your schach now is lower than ten tvachim, and therefore Sabravai Lameimar Ima Chamas Mubin Sasan Ksher. Sabravai thought to say Dafka if there's more sun than shade, it's kasher. More sun than shade, you don't lower the height of your roof, and therefore I've said tvachim, and therefore it's thought to say it's kasher. Amalei Rava, we've quoted this nusach when we started the Masechta in the first Mishnah. Hadiris Ruchi, less than 10 tvachim is called Hadiris Rucha. Veinadim Dabi Diris Rucha. It's a cramped, not kishmaka dwelling. People don't dwell in such a dwelling, and they've certainly that for 7 days, and therefore. Therefore, a teshuv kei deduru, less than 10 tvachim is not normally to live. And therefore, even if you don't have more shade than sun with the schach that's jutting into 10 tvachim, having a 10 tvach space with sticks sticking out, making less than tvachim, is already too cramped, and therefore it is no good. Okay, so it's considered dir srucha, and therefore it's not going to be a good sukkah. Very interesting conversation. The Rishash, he asks, that we keep talking about 10 tvachim being the minimum height. I was saying, because Dira Sarukha, we said in the Mishnah, if you recall, just to go over outside quickly, we had the Ritva, the Ra'ah, and the Me'iri. The Me'iri said this type of Lashon, that it's not a normal way to live, if it's apostle Sukkah. The Ritva says, it's not called Schach. If it's not that tvachim height, Schach, and something that's not tvachim is not called Schach. And the Ra'ah says, you don't have mechitzas. Your walls are not called walls. A mechitzah is not tvachim, is not called walls. So three tvachim, why is that tvachim is no good? But the Gemara here is focused on the one that Me'iri comes to tap onto, which is the Dira Sarukha. Fine. Answer Shash. The Gemara brings, this seems to be machlekes actually. What's the height of a person? When it comes to mikvahs, we talk about a mikvah having to be an amma, one cubic amma by 3 ammas tall. Why 3 ammas tall? Because that's the height of a person. The Gemara in Bavas, right in the beginning, talks about Hezekiah, says when you build a mechitza between two partners, you got to build between two neighbors, you have to build a 4 amma high wall. So it's a big discussion. Tyson may address the questions that why in one case do we say, what's the height of a person? Is it 4 amas or 3 amas? Which makes a very big role. And we always discuss how big an am is. If am is 2 feet, 4 amas is 8 feet. It's very tall. I don't think people used to be 8 feet tall. They're certainly not today. Okay, if it's 1.5, if each am is 1.5, so 4 amas, 4 times 1.5 is 6 feet tall. 3 times 1.5 is 4.5 feet tall. Between 4.5 and 6 feet, it actually gets much more with the range of the height that we know people are. Okay, but the point is, it's a whole discussion. Taisa says that really the height of a person could be as close to 4 amas, and why 3 amas? Why do we say by mikvah 3 amas? So either you could say when we talk about 3 amas, it means to the shoulder; it doesn't mean including the head. And 4 amas includes the head. That's one mouth. Or you could say that. Well, not really. Or and if that's the case, so why is 3 amas enough for a mikvah? You still should need to cover a person's whole body. Teretz is that he can crouch in the mikvah and get his hand on the water. Once you have 3 amas, enough for him to crouch. Or when he puts his body in the water rises. When you have 1 amah, 1 amah, by 3 amas, the water is going to rise. If the water rises, it'll cover him, right? His body pushes the water up, and therefore it'll cover him. Okay, but again, all this is talking about 3 amas to 4 amas. We know an amah is 6 tvachim. So the smallest you have a person, maybe including his head, if not including his head, is 3 amas. 3 amas is 18 tvachim. How on earth is a person who's 18 tefachim tall even okay in 10 tefachim? We're busy with the last tefachim being no good. Ask the Rishash, how is it not a diras rucha? I mean, even 10 tefachim is diras rucha. How is the guy being in a cramped area that's less than, that's 10 tefachim tall? It's roughly half of his height. That's a horrible way to room to be in. So the Aruch Haner therefore says a massive chiddush. That's a Rishash's question. Aruch Haner suggests, because of the same question, that when we say 10 tefachim is kasher, huge chiddush. We don't see it anywhere in the Gemara. 10 tefachim is only kasher if you have an area wider than 7x7, meaning we said the minimum shiv of a person is 7x7. So if you have a height of 7 if you have a height of 10 tefachim, 7x7 is not going to be enough. You need much more than that. Why? Because like this, the person can at least crawl in and lie flat. He can stretch out flat. Okay, he's lying flat in a little bit. It's like the bottom half of the bunk bed. Not amazing, but it's doable. Or. If it's exactly 7x7, it's got to be higher than 10 tefachim. But we know the minimum shear is 7x7. Reisha Rubu Shechad, we spoke about that from a chazar from yesterday. That's the minimum shear. And we know the minimum shear of height is 10 tefachim. That combination is zikr no good. I should say zikr. Archanes says it would be no good. No taka be diyus rucha. No one doesn't say that. Our Gemara doesn't say that at all. But he's putting together, if it's good as diyus rucha, it wouldn't make sense that you could have 7x7x10 tefachim. And because you're big chiddush, I don't think most of the paiskim necessarily agree to this, but the logic, it makes a lot of sense. It's easy to understand what the Aruch Haner is saying. Next case, what if the sukkah is taller than 20 amas? This is going to introduce a major concept, the famous concept of sukkah. The sukkah is above 20 amas tall, and he built a platform in it. Can I get the middle wall? What's the middle wall? So, I mean, you have a picture in your Gemara. The sukkahs typically be described don't have 4 walls. Since the shear of sukkah is 3 walls, really it's 2 walls plus a little bit, but let's do a proper ches, 3 proper walls. So when we say Deif Ram Tzai, it means the wall that connects to the other 2 walls. That's going to be the middle wall, because you only have a third, right? You only have that wall on one side, on both sides. So what if you build a along that wall, the back wall, he built, like the picture in the Gemara, he built a platform. So now, the sukkah is not 20 amas taller than that platform. And this platform is at least a 7x7 area. Ksheira, the sukkah is kasher. The sukkah is kasher. Umenatzad. What? Ah, very good question. Excellent. So it's a machloikis. Let's go for a job further. But it's a machloikis to the farshim. Very good. Machloikis to the farshim. Says Gemara further. Umenatzad. What if you build a platform only on one side? So now you run into a problem, right? Because in the first case, you have 3 walls. You have the 2 walls on the sides, the back wall. Those are 3 walls for the platform. So therefore, that's for sure going to be a good sukkah area. But in the second case, where you built it on one of the sides, so you have 2 walls, and the third wall is far away. Because over there, the sukkah is 20 amas tall. Umenatzad, im yesh misfas, it's tefillin kais abamas. If for the platform to that side wall where there's a space in between, if it's 4 amas, a space, psula is pasul. Pachas ma'abamas, ksheira, less than 4 amas, kasher, why? The famous idea of Deifanakuma. We say that wall bends the wall that's far away from the platform. The wall goes up, goes to the ceiling. It's even though the ceiling's 20 amas tall, it's too tall. It's not good enough to be a schach at that height, but it's viewed as if it's the wall. It's Vaitar wall, and it connects to where the platform is. It says, Mar, my Kamashmo, what's your Chiddush? Deifanakuma, Tanina, Baishnev, Chesbisi, Gabav, if a house has a hole in it. The ceiling. This is life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. The ceiling had a breach in it. See what he said? Let me throw beautiful. I have my sukkah. Put a pesach over it and let it be my sukkah. But the point is the breach is in the middle of the room and the walls are off to the sides. We say, if it's less than 4 amas the walls, it's okay. If it's less than 4 amas, it's okay. If it's more than that, it's pasul. So the point is, we already know the din of Defa and Kuma. So what was our Gemara adding with this Istifa case? Answers the Gemara, Mal Tema, Hasim the Chasal Defin. I would have said that over there, each one of the walls are proper walls, and they're fit to be sukkah walls. And therefore, even though they're not close to where the schach starts, so that's when we apply Defin Akuma. Avahach the Chasal Defin. But over here, where the third wall isn't fit to be a sukkah wall at all, why is it not fit? Because it's too tall. This third wall is already, it's higher than 20 amas. So maybe over there, when the wall itself, meaning if I have the wall, the wall is a kosher wall, but it's too far away, Defin Akuma allows me to bring it closer. But a wall that's too high, bechlal, maybe I can't have such a wall be my Defin Akuma. We still say it is good. A couple of quick points, and we're very short on time. Quick points. First of all, to what Yossi brought up, this shayla in the Rishayim is when we say it's kosher, which part of it's kosher? Is it the whole sukkah is kosher, or only the part where the itzav is? So the Medayik Rashi says the whole sukkah is kosher because he compares this the idea of psal yitzav in a sukkah. If I have a kosher sukkah and a small area of psal that juts out of the sukkah, that's also going to be kosher. So even the area that's not by the itzav would be kosher. However, the Rashi brings from Ben Ishaya that wouldn't be kosher because since the schach here is best of schach psal over 20 amos, it's schach psal. It's no good. So therefore, it's not just a psal yitzav in a sukkah. It's the psal yitzav in a sukkah means I have kosher schach, but I don't have enough walls. I have walls up to here. I have schach that goes further than my walls. Even though I don't have walls there, it's a psal yitzvah sukkah, it's included. Over here, I don't have schach either, I have nothing. So there is the shaila really is schach above 20 amas. Is it considered like nothing? Or is it considered schach that just needs to be tweaked? That's part of this, seemingly part of this machlekes. Maybe a couple more in tomorrow's daf. But one other very important machlekes in Yisaitzu machlekes in Defin Akuma. How do we view Defin Akuma? What are the mechanics? It's like Alchemish Sinai that it works. But how do we view Defin Akuma? Is the pshat that we look at the wall that's bent. That's the simple taich. So my wall goes straight up toward the sky, and then the part that from where the wall, from the ceiling, from the top of the wall to where the schach starts, is like my wall's continuing. It's my wall is bent. Or do we move the wall, view the wall as if it moves over, like it jumped. The wall jumped to the schach. So I get rid of that space in between. The wall jumped to the schach. One afkamina would be whether you could have the area between the wall and the kasher schach, the area of ceiling, that's my part of my Defin Akuma, is it a problem if it is stolen goods or not? The halach is, right, I can't have a sukkah gzula is a problem. If it's, I'm viewing it as if the wall jumps over, I don't care if that part of the sukkah was made from sukkah gzula, and it's not a good thing, but it won't pass my sukkah because my wall jumped over. But if my whole wall is bent, like the simple taich, then it's part of my wall. My walls can't be from gzula either, not just the schach. My walls can't be from gzula either, so it'll be a problem with sukkah gzula. That'll be a mess. Other nafkaminas, the Ritzkeis brings that nafkamina. But again, this machlekes, the Rishonim, Ran says we look at the wall as if it's bent, a simple taich, but the other Rishonim say we look at the wall as if it jumped over. I'm sorry, we have to go further. You guys have to. Says Mar Haisa, Kuvay Master Rama, Ubana, Itztava, did we just saw that? Yeah, no, that's what we're up to. Haisa Kuvay Master Rama, Ubana, Itztava, Bam Tsiyasa. What if the sukkah was over 20 amas tall, and he built a platform in the middle of the sukkah to reduce the height? Away from all four walls. If it's within 4 amas of all the walls on all four sides, it's kosher. Defin Akuma. If it's not, it's possible. Ask what's the chiddush. That's Defin Akuma again. It's taka chiddush. I would have thought Defin Akuma you say only one direction. Say Defin Akuma on all four sides. I don't do that. Kamash, why we do that? Which is the classic case where we had the breach in the ceiling in the middle of the ceiling. You're saying Defin Akuma even on all four sides, and it's good. That's a chiddush. Typically, we have a cloud. You don't apply multiple like halacha mishmasinas at once. Here, it's talking one halacha mishmasinai, but we're applying it on four sides and still we're saying it's okay. What if the sukkah was less than 10 tefachim tall? So you have a sukkah less than 10 tefachim tall, which is no good, and then you dig in the ground, you dig out in the middle of the floor, you dig out to make it 10 tefach height. But not only to the walls. So if you dug out the entire floor, gebaldik, you're good to go. But you only dug out the center. So you want to do the same thing opposite, like a Defin Akuma the other way, right? Here we say if you have 3 tefachim from the chakak when you dug in to the side to the walls, then it's if it's 3 tefachim or more, psul, it's pasul. Less that's kosher. Pachas shesh tefachim ksheira. Less than that is going to be pachas shesh tefachim tafam beis is ksheira. Maishna hasam arba pachas marba amas. by Defen Akuma, by the ceiling, we say up to by the platform, up to 4 amas is okay. Umash Nacha da Amin and Pachashash Shvachim over here up to 3 Shvachim. What's the difference? Answers Gemara Hasmi Isla Defen. Over there, we have a wall. The question just is the wall is too tall. It's 20 amas tall wall. So Pachash Marba Amasagi, as long as within 4 amas, we're able to use the power of Defen Akuma to connect the wall to the Shach. Hachle Shvui Defen, over here, the opposite. Over here, you want to get yourself a wall. You don't have a wall. Less than 10 tefachim. This is back to the svar that we just quoted earlier from the ra'ah, that you're missing a wall. If it's not 10 tefachim, the wall. If it's not 10 tefachim height, you're missing the wall. So over here, you don't have tefachim. What are you going to say? Because in the middle of the room, it is 10 tefachim deep. So, but you need the wall to start with, and then you can start, I don't say playing games, but you can start maneuvering and saying that I'm moving my wall around. But you don't have a wall there. Hachle Shvui Defen, Pachashash Tefachim in Eloi Lein. In order to get a status of wall, it has to be 10 tefachim height. So if it's within 3 tefachim to where the ground drops, okay, that's close enough. That's called a wall, right? Lava, that type of idea. Close enough, we'll call that a wall. It has 10 tefachim height. But once it's more than 3 tefachim away, you don't have a wall to begin with to even start to make maneuverings. What if the sukkah was above 20 amas tall? Ubana ba'amad, and he built a platform. He built in the middle a pillar 10 tefachim tall. And as the shear of Zayin al-Zayin, Sabai with the member, good asking b'chitzasai. Sabai thought to say, Gevaldik, I built a platform in the middle that's 7x7, and the platform is, let's say the platform is even 10 tefachim height. And the sukkah was above 20 amas. He didn't build any more walls. And it's more than 4 amas away from the other walls. But Abai thought to say, you know what you could do? Let's say the platform, let's use the beam as an example, the walls, because this actually be a pretty good size, the walls of the bima of the platform continue to go straight up. That's good. Achas mechitzasai. So those are my 4 walls, and I have schach on the ceiling, and now I'm within 20 amas because it was 20 amas high. Because too high. Sorry.
How high was the platform?
Enough to reduce the 20 amas. That's all. Let's just say 10 vachim height, and like this, I can reduce the my good achas makes it that it goes right up to the schach. So Rav thought today, Kasha, Amalei Rava, Bina Mechitzas, Hanikaris Faleka. It's very nice you have lamdisha walls, but you don't see, there's no noticeable walls. Where you are, top of the platform, where you have your Kasha Sukkah, there's no, when you look around, there's no walls to the side of you. What's around the bottom of the platform, that's not good enough. Tan Rabban, Noatz Arba Kadesa Mesicha Gaban. If a person stuck 4 poles into a roof, and Peschach on top of it, and he built 0 walls, Rabbi Yaakov Machshav Chum Beisim, Rabbi Yaakov says, Kasher, sounds different what we just said a minute ago, is a Tana. And Chum Paislim, Chum say it's puzzle. The Moses explains. Amar Vudam, Machlekes Asfasagad, Machlekes is, and he edged the roof. He's putting the poles on the 4 edges of the roof. So essentially, the walls of the house are just continuing up. You're putting 4 poles, and you're putting schach, and the poles are lined up with the walls of the house. Rakim says that works. Gudachas over there works. And Chum say, don't say Gudachas. Avalam say, God, if you just stick 4 poles in the middle of the roof, Tiberkal Pesula. Everyone says it's possible. You don't have any walls there. Even Rabbi Akiva would agree. Rabbi Nachman Amar, no. Bam say, Gamachalikas. Gamachalikas is with Dafka in the middle of the walls. In the middle of the roof, you stuck the poles. That's where 4 poles not enough. You don't, according to Chachamim, according to Rakim, it's still kosher. But when it's on the edge of the, when it's on the, well, let's see. Yibayalu, where it says, so what's the inference, according to Nachman? Is he saying, but when it's by the edge of the walls, everyone agrees kosher? Or he meant to say, it's machlekes in both cases? Yibayalu, ben sagag machlekes, aval svasagag, dibyakok sher, which is the way we assume as we're reading it. Dilma, no. What he meant to say was, bein bazu, bein bazu machlekes. Rabbi Nachman was saying, it's machlekes, both cases take you, we leave it armazav. It's a shame that we can't spend more time. It's late, very late. Let's go to a few more minutes, and let's get through two dots. Meisvei. The Mar asked now on Rav Huna's explanation. Not Rav Huna, remember, Rav Huna said that the machlekes is dafka when they're at the edge of the roof, but in the middle of the roof, everyone says for sure it's not a good sukkah. The poles in the middle of the roof cannot make a good sukkah. Meitzvei, not abrakadai sabarit pesicha gabam. First, puts 4 poles into the ground, peschach across the top of it, rak machsher, vacham baisim, rak with machsher, and vacham pasel. Now, the land is no different than the middle of the roof. And we still see this machlekes. Va'aretz tekem sagagdami v'kamachshir Yaakov. Tiyav tevun tiyav tzakar shakar kasha. We see that Yaakov is saying that when you have 4 poles with the schach on top, that's good enough. Your 4 poles is good enough with the schach on top, and even in the middle of the roof, not just at the edge of the roof, just like the middle of the ground is like the middle of the roof, and it still works. So it's a raya, not like Rav Huna. V'ayid. Now the Gemara is going to ask also on the other part of Rav Huna. V'ayid be'emsu depligi. You're saying that it's only in the emsu they argue. Avos fasa gag difficult sheira by the edge of the roof. Everyone's kosher. Lame to have to drift to Rav Huna betarti. let's bring a raya that we have a kasha on Rav Huna on both points. Why? Because in the Braisa mentions poles in the ground. Sounds like dafka in the middle would be an issue. But if it would be a svasagag at the edge of the roof, it would for sure be good enough. Only on the ground is where machlekes, but a svasagag would be fine. Rav Huna held a svasagag is also machlekes. So let it be a shlag up to Rav Huna. We already shlag up Rav Huna. But on both of the knaches, what he says to machlekes is not a machlekes. What he says not a machlekes is a machlekes. Says Gemara, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna will say, no, pliki bam sagag, vua din al svasagag. Rav Huna will say, I was wrong about the fact that they argue in the middle of the roof. I said that I was wrong about the fact that I said that no one holds in the middle of the roof is good. Here we see clearly Rav Yaakov holds in the middle of the roof would be good. So I was wrong about that. But they argue about both. Pliki bam sagag, vua din al svasagag. They argue about both the middle of the roof and the edge of the roof. I have to sagag. The dechag of Yaakov, that feel of sagag, nami machshir. Come teach you the chiddush, the kaich of Yaakov, that even in the middle of the roof, it is going to be, it's going to be kasher. You know what? I said we get two dots. I don't want to run too fast. Let's pause by Tanner Abanan. Hopefully tomorrow, Mitzvah, we'll have a little more time.